Hey guys, I'm back with another episode. I'm so tired. Like, I have not felt like well rested since Wednesday, to be honest, but that's okay. I will be well rested one day, and it's possible, and it's gonna happen. So today I wanted to talk about Christmas music, Christmas song, Christmas music. Yeah, Christmas music. Because I feel like there's such a like yearning in Christmas music that I feel like is not in most genres. Like there's like a vintagey love song vibe, I guess, because most popular Christmas songs are pretty old, and so they're like vintage. But it's something also about like the winter time, like coats and snow and hot chocolate, and there's just a yearning to it. And so I've been smelling like the crisp like pre-winter air and everything, and it's just so, I don't know, it makes me feel not even lonely, just like yearny. Like I've been feeling mad yearny lately. And it's kind of cool because this is the first time I've felt like a yearning, and I haven't really been chasing it at all. It's just something I've been kind of chilling with and sitting with, because I think it's totally fine. Like I can be in a place where I'm like, oh, romance is so beautiful, it's so nice, and then just like be completely single and not necessarily feel bad about it. I don't know, because a lot of yearning is just like daydreaming and dreaming and imagination and creativity. So I don't know, it's kind of nice, to be completely honest. Like I'm not saying, I will say though, I'm at a point now where I'm not, no longer like, I'm single and it's great and I love it. Like, no, I'm not doing that anymore. But I'm not also doing the thing where like, I'm single and I can't be single and I'm tired of being single and I need to chase, like I'm not really chasing anything right now. So that also like kind of helps the yearning just feel nice and kind of fun. But and I'm also not like super, oh, like there's nobody I have that I'm like, I'm yearning for this person. It's just like a general like want for, I don't know, romance. I know it's embarrassing. So it's not also stressful, because I know like crushes when you're yearning for a specific person are so, at least for me, like they can be extremely stressful. But yeah, I've just been thinking about that, like why is every Christmas song a love song? And I feel like spring is also very like, as far as the season's very like romantic. I honestly think every season has its romance, but something about the winter, something about it just makes me want to be like booed up so bad. So bad. But yeah. Oh my goodness, as soon as I started talking, I started yawning. That's wild. I'm really, really exhausted. Yeah, I'm super exhausted. But yeah, so I've been thinking about, yeah, love songs and Christmas music. I've been thinking about social media activism. I'm always thinking about this. It's one of my main, not even concerns, but one of the main things about today that I have so, like, almost consistent thoughts about. But yeah, just thinking about, because I feel like, I don't know, for me, I'm kind of at a point where I understand the role of like Instagram infographics and Instagram activism and Twitter activism and everything. Like I understand the role of it, and I don't think it should be minimized, because I think without it, a lot of people genuinely wouldn't know what's going on, and I think a lot of things wouldn't get as much coverage and conversation, and the information wouldn't be spread as quickly, because like, let's face it, like I don't really think people read the news, and I especially think, at least in the United States, I don't think we are typically concerned with what's happening outside of the US. And so I just think that, like, social media is a place where, like, there's typically, like, the beginning of conversations kind of start there. Yeah, so I've been thinking about that too, because I'm like, okay, like, maybe, you know, social media is the beginning of something for a lot of people, and I think that is useful regardless. But I also have an aversion to, like, infographics sometimes. I'm just like, I don't know. And, like, I've also been seeing, like, people making, like, TikToks are tough for me too, that are, like, memes about war. Like, I just, even if you're, like, what you're saying, like, ultimately is, you know, helpful, it's just, like, the formatting feels a little bit insensitive sometimes. So it's just interesting, because it's such a weird container that's often used for just, like, silly shit. And then I think when it's used for, like, real shit, it's a little bit jarring for me, and it's a little bit hard for me to interpret it. So I don't know, like, I think I just prefer to read the news than to read a bunch of Instagram infographics. But that's just me personally. And I honestly, like, don't really have any judgments against people who do really prefer to just, like, see what's on Instagram and just be like, okay, well, now I have, like, the general, like, the overview, and, like, that's good. Or I'm starting here and I'm going and doing more research by myself. But yeah, so I've definitely been, yeah, I've been reading the news a lot this week, and it's really kind of, I don't know, like, it's been really upsetting. And I feel like there's also, like, almost a sense of urgency that, or a sense of, like, clarity of the situation and, like, who the players are and, like, the United States' role in what's happening in Palestine, and in supporting Israel, and also, like, how Israel is just ignoring so many calls for, like, ceasefire. And I don't know, like, I think having it just laid out point blank, period, like, plainly stated to me, is just, like, it feels, I feel like something about that, there's, like, more of a sense of urgency, and, like, getting information as it comes in, like, oh, update, this is just happening, oh, update, this is just happening now. I don't know. Yeah, it's really upsetting, and I have a lot of thoughts about it, but it's really not about me at all in my thoughts. But I have been thinking about that, and I would, like, honestly recommend reading the news, to be honest, because I feel like there's just something, I think, that's really useful in having updated information about what's going on in Palestine and knowing what's happening and what the current problems are, and also, like, what is probably and likely going to happen in the future. Yeah, I think it's just important to know what's going on. So yeah, I've been thinking about the news. I've been reading the news. I have been thinking about my future a lot. This week, I made a 4-year plan, which I feel like is embarrassing, but I totally did it. And it kind of made me feel good. Like, I'm gonna pull it up. I'm not gonna read it or anything, but I'm just gonna see what I wrote. So, yep, yeah, my 4-year plan. So it's mainly just about, like, okay, so I'm gonna finish my junior year in 2024, and then 2025 I'm gonna finish my senior year, and I'm gonna get my bachelor's, and then in 2026 I'm gonna get my master's. And yeah, so it's also, like, it's mainly a timeline of yeah, getting my degree, but also, like, I want to get some volunteer experience, and I want to get work experience, and I have to save for tuition, and I have to look for a job and stuff like that. But it's kind of cool. I don't know, like, something And I don't know if this is just me, like, messing around, because a lot of times I just go through phases where I decide that I'm going to build a life for myself or whatever, or I just get really excited about something personality-based. But anyway, I got really excited about, like, Pinterest and Zillow, and I've just been looking at houses and, like, interior design stuff, and I decided that, like, I've already known this, but I really want, like, a cat. So I really want to get, like, a place and get a cat, and just been thinking about a lot of stuff that I want to happen in the next 4 years, which makes me feel really kind of like, okay, I have kind of a grip on what I want to do. There's also something about, like, leaving Bennington that makes me feel like I have the freedom in this space to do whatever I want. And now that I know that, and whatever I want is, like, loose, but, like, you know, more so, more freedom, because I'm not gonna do, or I'm not planning to do, an in-person program. I'm not planning to be tied to an institution that I don't believe in the values of. And so I think, like, now I know I can do things, I can make time in my schedule to do things that I really want to do. So I also have, like, this really long list of just things that I really want to do in the upcoming months, and just like volunteering more, getting part-time jobs, internships, working on Rover, taking art classes, gardening, just a lot of stuff that I really want to do in the upcoming months. And something about that is just like, when I was at Bennington, like, I had lists like that, but it was always tied to the institution. That was so frustrating. So a lot of times I'd come up with ideas about things I'd be excited about, like, oh, like, I'm gonna do this thing for the Black Student Union or whatever. But then, like, somehow it would get messed up, and it would all of a sudden become more stressful and less of, like, an exciting thing that I could look forward to. So, like, for instance, like, one semester I was like, okay, I really want to have, like, a BIPOC skate night at school, and the posters for the event were taken down all over the school, like, twice. So, like, I was, like, putting them back up and, like, posting on Instagram being like, hey, who's taking down the posters? Like, that's so messed up. And it was like, wow, like, I was really doing that event because, well, I thought it'd be fun and I, like, believed in it, but also because, like, I was looking forward to it myself, and then it just became really stressful. And I've been thinking about it a lot, and I feel like I should honestly just talk about Bennington as it comes up, because the more I talk about it, like, I think the less scared of it I am. And it's also really affirming for me to be able to, like, say, like, no, like, this totally happened, and it's a part of my history, and it's not something that I have to ignore just because I'm not there anymore, because it really changed me and morphed me into the person I am today. So even though it's, like, shitty and whatever, and I'm not happy about it, and I'm still feeling kind of upset about it, I don't think it's something that I should just, you know, skip on over. So I think as Bennington thoughts come up, especially on here, I'm definitely just gonna, like, play that shit out, because I don't know, like, it's the truth, and it really kind of shaped my experience. So yeah, so I've been thinking about just, yeah, my future and all the cool things I get to do now that I'm, I don't know, in charge of building my kind of schedule in my life and everything. So I'm really excited about that. I'm gonna host brunch next week when my family's in town, so I'm excited about that. I'm gonna make crepes, which I've never done before, so yeah. Yep. Today I volunteered at this event, and I really was, like, talking to people and being like, hi, I'm Yasmin. Who are you? What do you do? Oh, that's so cool. What about this part of what you do? Where are you from? Oh, that's so cool. What do you think about being in Richmond or whatever? And it was really fun, and I'm actually really proud of myself because I have rarely, like, had, not really, but since I've been home, honestly, I've been, like, really struggling with going places and talking to people. And today I totally did talk to a bunch of people, and it was kind of awkward, but like I still did it. And I don't know, it didn't feel as awkward as it has been so far. And I just felt more confident, I think, than I have been. That's another part of this. I don't know if this is good for me to think or whatever, but I'm just like, okay, so like once I build up my confidence back from like how it was at Bennington, I think that I can like start pursuing friendships like more actively. I think right now what I'm doing is sort of thinking, okay, I'm gonna go to these things and these places and like maybe like something will happen, but like not like actively looking for friendships right now, at least here in the area. And yeah, so I think that's something that I was just excited about. I was like, oh wow, my confidence is kind of like not that bad right now. Like I'm really kind of having conversations with people, and I don't know, like it was cool, and I don't know, I feel like I'm just going in the right direction, and I feel a little bit like I'm getting sort of myself back in a way. But yeah, I didn't really say anything about this, but like turning 21 like made me really think about what I want to do in the next couple years, because 21 is like a real age, you know, like you're 19 and it's like vibes, it doesn't really matter, and you're 20 and it's like, oh, why am I 20, but like fine. And then you're 21 and you're like, okay, I feel like I gotta get a grip on this. And I don't know, I just feel like I really want things differently than I did when I was 20. And when I was 20, I was reacting to things in fear almost exclusively, and I really don't want to carry that over into this year. And I don't think I have. I think so far I've been kind of doing the opposite, wherein I feel fear and I decide that that means I need to do the thing that I'm afraid of. Yeah, you know, I feel fear, yeah, and I feel like then that means I need to do the thing. So I've been doing a lot of things that I'm kind of scared of, but it's been good, and I'm hoping to keep it up in the next couple months. But yeah, so this is just kind of an overview episode, I guess. I want to do another mixdown, but I don't know. I really kind of want it to be like a specific topic. I have some ideas. My brain is way too fried to even like access them, so I'm just gonna put this up for this week, and I'm thinking bi-weekly episodes, just based off of my schedule right now and the things I'm hopefully going to have going on in the next couple months. But yeah, so this is just what I've been thinking about the past like week. And yeah, I don't know, like that's really it. And bye.